Increased tensions between Palestinians and Israelis have believers at risk. Fleeing war, finding hardship, Iraqi Christians find support. And a surprise gift helps get a special New Testament reprinted in Benin. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As the Palestinians fired their first makeshift rocket into a major city in Israel, Christians in Gaza need prayer. The attacks caused Israeli troops to push further into Gaza, causing even more destruction. E3 Partners Tom Doyle's concerned for the average person living there.
They don't have much food. They don't get much electricity, maybe an hour a day. And the water had been cut off.
Believers in Gaza have it even worse, says Doyle.
Islam is getting so militant there. They have made threats, and some more recently, to the church and the believers there. Once they finish with Israel, is what they say, they're coming after the church.
But people are turning to Christ, and pastors are needed. Doyle says adopting a pastor for $30 a month can help prepare them for what's coming.
It's pretty clear that militant Islam is on the rise in the Middle East, and it's clear that the Christian church is growing in some of the most difficult places, and so no doubt there's going to be big clashes.
Next, Shia and Sunni Muslims, along with Christians, have fled raging communal violence in Iraq, but found hardship in neighboring countries. Sat7's Terry Ascott says this is where Christian satellite television makes a difference.
I think Sat7, in this sort of clutter of noise, of doom, of gloom, and negativity, comes across with the messages of hope, forgiveness, love, which seem radically different to the messages that other TV and radio stations are carrying. And in that respect, they win the hearts and minds of people in a way that no other can.
Ascott calls Christians in the region soft targets and says they need a lot of prayer support.
They are seen as symbolic representatives of the Western world in some cases, and therefore become the target for protest against Western involvement in certain countries like Iraq. And so the churches, Christian businesses, Christian individuals have suffered terribly. They don't have a strong advocate or support group or militia that looks out for them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christians on motorcycles will be taking to the streets of Zambia in the days ahead. It's part of a new initiative by Teen Missions International. Teen Missions' Bob Bland.
We're starting a motorcycle Sunday school mission in sub-Saharan Africa, where there are 13 million AIDS orphans. We want to reach these children spiritually because there's no Sunday school, there's nothing for them. And the idea is to be able to get to as many places as possible.
The teams will hold Sunday school programs for children, train adults to read, and eventually lead them. Bland says the program's just getting started.
We're going to start with 5 units. That takes 10 motorcycles. We will start in Zambia. The first one is going to start, Lord willing, in January. And then we hope to expand the thing into Mozambique and Malawi, Cameroon, and Uganda.
Meanwhile, the generosity of a Christian printer in Benin made possible the reprint of the Yom New Testament. The printer refused payment for the job, saying he and the missionary team were in the same work, producing literature for the glory of God. SIM says 1,000 copies were printed to satisfy the needs of the church until the entire Bible is translated and printed. The Old Testament translation could take another 10 years, so pray it's finished in a timely manner. And the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students has a new general secretary. They've appointed Dr. Daniel Bourdonnais to succeed Lindsey Brown in mid-2007. He's been serving as EFES's regional secretary for French-speaking Africa with a vision for bringing theological academics and local churches together. University Christian Fellowship USA is one of the original founding members of the IFES, which consists of student Christian movements in approximately 150 countries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is celebrating its 15th anniversary. What better way to do that than by taking you on a free short-term mission trip? It's Buckner Orphan Care International's Jews for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Register to win by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.